This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show, Kelly and Company, that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
Knowing who's in the office just by hearing the typing style on their keyboard.
Rough day, Matt?
This is Kelly and Company on AMI Audio.
Returning for the second hour of Kelly and Company. Hey, thanks. Appreciate it. We're here too. Ramya Booth and Kelly McDowell, hosts of the show. And on Mondays and Tuesdays, what we enjoy, we get to find out a little bit about what's going on elsewhere. We get to nose around in other communities as our community reporters bring to us their reports, which include a little bit of happenings, what's been going on, and especially through the pandemic, Rummy, we have found that there's so much to share that may not be so much an upcoming event. It's part of the whole navigating things. But as things start to open, things change a little bit. So we do this on Mondays and Tuesdays on the program. And today we welcome Kim Thistle. She brings us news from St. John's, Newfoundland, and Labrador. Kim, welcome back.
Oh, thank you. I'm so excited to be back. And I got so much great stuff to tell you.
Oh, boy. I love it. And especially as a community reporter, I know, and our fedoras go off to you because you guys have had to work so hard at trying to find different angles, different things to talk about over the last year and a half. So thank you guys immensely. If we haven't thanked you enough already, it's been such a Herculean effort on you guys' part. First of all, let's start. You've got a bunch of things to kick off, things going on. So where do we want to start, Kim?
Well, I guess I'll just give you a little bit of background. This community report is a very personal one for me because my partner's grandson was born last year 3 months early. So he was a little tiny mite, less than 2 pounds. And we couldn't visit, or my partner couldn't go over to Nova Scotia to visit. So you're watching this little man, I call him, grow through, you know, in a hospital, ICU, NICU in Halifax, phenomenal pictures, videos in this past year, waiting and waiting until, you know, travel restrictions be lifted that we could actually meet him, like for me to meet the family, plus meet this little boy. So we're super, super pumped. They're arriving. Three more sleeps. That's all.
Nice. Nice. And so everything so far has been on screens, eh, Kim? Any
right,
video,
exactly.
Visual, it's been screens.
Exactly. So now we're actually going to meet him in person. So, and they're staying here, splitting the time between, you know, our place and her mom's place and the grandmother's. So that's okay. But he's, you know, he's coming here to the Rock. He's going to find out about his roots, where his mom is from. And so everything that I chose, like, is talking about things as a family doing. And like you said, we still have we have zero cases here in Newfoundland, Labrador today. We had a few, you know, on a container ships off the coast, I should say, you know, anchored in the bay up in CBS, and they have their area contained. But overall, like, you know, our restrictions, we have a plan that we call Together Again that the government has put out. So, and what that is, you know, outdoor gatherings are permitted up to a certain number, like 250, and you know, indoor gatherings for 50, and restaurants can be 75% capacity, but you still wear your mask, hand washing, and 6 feet social distancing. So, you know, the measures are being placed to ease restrictions. So based on that, obviously the things that I chose are based on things that are safe for, you know, a one-year-old to do, and a lot of it is outdoors. So would you like to start with Petty Harbour? Because that's a place I brought you guys when you were here, you and
yes.
Mommy, when you were here. And exactly.
Yeah.
And
yeah, Mommy, yeah.
All of this is memory lane for us, Kim.
Exactly, because I will get to the restaurant, but the first thing I was planning on doing was taking them to the mini aquarium that they have in Petty Harbour. And Petty Harbour is only 15 minutes outside of St. John's, but you are transported back into, you know, as if it were like a rural fishing. It is a rural fishing community, but in, you know, you get that glimpse of, you know, how people live. The houses are very close to the water, and the wharf is there, and everything is built around, and the church. So the mini aquarium, I thought, you reservations required. So this is something that's obviously new with post, you know, I don't want to say, but not post-COVID yet, but, you know, everything you need reservations. So it's not just show up and, you know, and thing and have so many. So we have the pre-booked mini aquarium, and for four people, it's $25. And they have a catch and release policy. So I think they release them at the end of the season, and you'll have the hands-on touch tank, which I'm excited about too. So, you know, the kid in us all. And they have live animal displays and stories of sustainability and coastal culture. So I think that would be a bit of fun for him, you know, to touch and see these experiences, because as he's in Nova Scotia, and they haven't gone anywhere as well. So this is going to be new for the little, you know, the grandson, you know, my partner's grandson. And then the other is after that, I thought we would go.
Oh, I think we lost you, Kim, there for a moment. We'll see if we can get you back. Yeah. You know, I think also Kim would like the fact, too, to get more hands-on, too. Anything, you know, as we all know that with our vision, it's that, oh, really cool, you know, yeah. We get to be able to do that.
Honestly, most of the time, if there's anything that's open to, like, touch tours or some kind of exclusive thing, most of the time for kids, I'm thinking of when I went to the aquarium here in Toronto, the Ripley's Aquarium. Yeah, and they were having some kind of... It wasn't really a touch tour, but you know what I mean? More interactive for kids. I was like, I'll be there too. Just yeah, count me
exactly.
In.
Kim, we're talking about the fact that it would be great because the touch stuff, that also works for you too. How much we love that kind of thing. When Rummy was just saying about going to the aquarium and you want to be part of that. So sorry, carry on.
Yeah, no, my apologies. I was trying to decline another call. I never get any calls, but anyway. So
and you declined this.
No, not you guys. I didn't mean to. That tells you. So, sorry. No, but ice cream. You got to do ice cream. So we're going to go to Tinker's there. And to top it off, I'll make reservations. Chafe's Landing. Remember Ramya and Kelly?
Oh, yeah.
And I still cannot believe Ramya. Remember, I mean, the amount of food she packed away that night, that she started off with that bucket of crab legs and scallops and... Oh my God! It was bigger than you, Ramya. My friends and I sat there with our mouths open, looking at you, like, oh my God, she's a little tiny mite, and she's packing away. And she ordered a meal too.
Oh yeah, that was just a warm up to the warm up.
Yeah, of course. Come on now.
Will your family be like that? Will everybody be like that? You know, with the guests, will they all be like that?
I don't know. But like I said, they've seen seafood before, so maybe not. Scotia, and she's a Newfoundlander. So, you know, but oh my gosh, I still laugh about that, the amount of food that you both packed away. But Ramya, I mean, like, she's only a little, you know, like two apples high, and she ate everything. She ate it all.
If you're a three, you'd be a Smurf. The fact is, when you're blind, it's great because you don't see anyone staring over to, oh my goodness, an open mouth. You just sit there and, oh, no one even notices me.
No, but we were impressed. Like, I mean, it was not in a way, like, you know, a bad way. It was like, oh my God.
Well, it's just our first time meeting each other, Kim, right? Now you're prepared.
That's right. Rumya had to hold back a little. She was tame.
Yeah.
And she loves food the way I do too. So yes, I get it, right? Oh my goodness. So other events I was planning to do for us would be, like, you know, visiting the local parks that are here. Like, we don't have to do social distance. We still need to be social distancing, but it's an opportunity to be outdoors, walk around the trails. Like, I have trails around my home, a little playground next to my home, and plus it's all different playgrounds, and we go over to Bowling Park. That's our main, you know, one of the municipal parks, which is absolutely beautiful. So that'd be nice to do the trails, and they have a swimming pool. I probably won't do that, but the splash pad on a hot day like today, I mean, my goodness, we're getting muggy weather that we're not used to. And just feed the ducks, and then we're going to go to another park and feed the ducks in Powers Pond and Mount Pearl. So all these areas are accessible. That's what I wanted to make clear, that everything that I've chosen is accessible and pretty flat. I don't know about the aquarium. I know we have to step up in there, but I mean the parks are accessible and wide spaces for navigating with a stroller and myself with my white cane. So that's, I'm looking forward to just showing him the different areas and seeing his reaction to seeing everything. So we also have a day trip planned to Salmon Cove, which is about, I'm going to say, about an hour and a half outside of St. John's, which is a beach, the sandy beach, and called Salmon Cove. You don't sleep over there. It's a day use park. And there's a walkway getting in there, and then we'll be on to the beach. And so just experiencing many, many different things. I have not forgotten about grown-ups. Oh, sorry, Kelly.
No, go ahead. That's good.
Yeah, and I haven't forgotten about grown-ups. Another place that we enjoyed was Kitty Bitty Brewery. Remember, we did the samples with all of us when we visited there. We were in and out quickly, but we did do the brewery. So my partner said, you can't bring a baby to the brewery. He's not going to the brewery. And I said, well, I guess you stay home and we'll go. You know what I mean? So, but his daughter said, he can certainly come with us. You know, we're not getting drunk, right? So they're excited to visit. That's something new for us here in Newfoundland, Labrador. Are a lot of these breweries and microbreweries popping up? So there's the Kitty Bitty, which you guys have experienced, and that's a beautiful location to show them, and right over the water and walking around and smelling the salt air. Bannerman Brewery is another one that's new downtown in a converted fire station, actually. I haven't been in there, but I've heard it was very nice. Even down the road from me here in Mount Pearl is the Land Wash Brewery, and that's accessible. That's on the main level. Your parking lot can go on in, and they have an outdoor deck built on this summer. So, I mean, there's a few options for, getting out, but at the same time, keeping busy, but we have downtime included. And I have a fire pit now this year. So we're going to be out hanging out in the fire and playing, lawn dirt. So whatever you can do to keep,
Well, I think, Kim, the beautiful thing is how you guys can have this time to get together after this last year just basically talking on video. So good for you guys. And be safe, have fun, and just enjoy yourselves.
We will. I'm so excited. Like, I mean, I'm jumping out of my skin, right? I can't believe that we're going to actually meet.
Oh, that's amazing. Exactly. Thanks, Kim.
Thank you. And sorry I cut you off. And take care. Enjoy the rest of your summer, too. And I'll talk to you next month.
We will.
Take care.
Cutting us off. Don't make a habit of that.
I won't.
Kim Thistle, our community reporter in St. John's, Newfoundland. She covers off that area as well as Labrador. You can hear her once a month on the program. Our community reporters are here on Mondays and Tuesdays on the show. And you can check out our blog, ami.ca/KellyCo, for the things that Kim spoke about. Coming up next, freelance journalist Megan Gilmore will join us. You've been listening to Kelly and Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.